and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Pray for Sinners.
A reading from First Letter of John. Beloved, we have this confidence in Him, Jesus, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked Him is for us. If anyone sees his brother or sister sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God, and God will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. We know that anyone begotten by God does not sin. But the one begotten by God, God protects, and the evil one cannot touch that person. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is true God and eternal life. Children, be on your guard against idols. The word of the Lord. Many years ago, I was lucky enough to have a friend, Brother Mark. He was a Dominican brother, and he had a dream of setting up a house where poor, sick, lonely, and depressed people could come and visit. The house was just a building in a notorious part of Sydney called King's Cross. It was called De Porres House after Sir Martin de Porres of Lima in Peru, who worked with the poor. I used to visit Mark and was overwhelmed by the love he displayed to suffering people. He had a young couple who joined him, a young man and a young woman. They were streetwise and had a knack of picking up people who needed help. When I went to De Porres House, I never knew who I would meet, but I did know they were not church regulars. There were also a couple of sisters who would visit too, retired sisters who also loved the poor and the needy. The great principle of the Porre's house was to judge no one, to ask no questions. One time, Mark asked me to have an anointing mass. He knew that my preaching team regularly had them during our parish renewals. He had been there. So we set a date, and on that day, before I began, I explained to about 20 people what would take place. A mass with the anointing of the sick. I finished by asking if anyone had questions. A lady asked, "Can I be anointed? I am not a Catholic." That was not a question I really wanted to hear. She was obviously derelict. I could tell that by the way she was dressed. And so I simply asked her, "Do you love Jesus?" And she replied, "Oh, I love Jesus," and began to cry. So I said, "I think Jesus would want to anoint you." I think that was one of the holiest things I've ever done as a priest. We can worry about rules, and our church is full of them. But what we really have to do is, as John said in that first reading, is to discern the presence of Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the sick and for sinners and ought to know that our prayers work. Brother Mark's whole life taught me that truth that we listen to today. This, I believe, is the teaching of the letter of John. Well, thanks for listening, and may God bless all that you do during 2022, and I pray you stay free from COVID. God bless.